Boom, boom, boom.
Hello?
Hey, Luis.
Hey.
All right, so I got your account pulled up. Let me verify real quick. So LA County, Orange County, San Gabriel Valley, Riverside County, San Bernardino County, and San Diego County. Is that right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. Man, that's you guys should be busy, you know?
Yeah.
It's a good service radius for sure. All right, and company name, so we're branding it as D&M Solar Solutions. Is that right?
D and then the and M solar solution.
Got it. Okay, perfect. And we're using the and sign, right? It's not like and spelt out, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And let's see, we do need to have a postcard from Google sent directly to you. This is part of their PIN verification process. The address I see here is 12190 Blue Sky Court in Whittier 90602. Is that the correct address?
Yeah. So
Okay.
they're gonna send it out, and what do I need to do with it?
So it's gonna have a 5-digit PIN code on it. And what that'll do is activate the Google listing. But what they've done starting last year in January, sometimes they allow us to do phone verifications or advanced verifications. So the postcard isn't always necessary, but I need to have an address in here just in case.
Okay, yeah, the address would be, you said it's 12190 Blue Sky
Court,
Court, right?
right? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you want that address hidden or showing online?
Hidden.
Okay, perfect. Hide address online. Awesome. All right. This phone number, so the 909-600-1256, is that the best number for your clients to reach you at?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Okay. And let's see. I did a search prior to calling you. So you currently don't have a website, right?
To be honest, I haven't asked him, but I don't think so.
He doesn't. So I'm gonna put in an order for a website, and it's included at no additional charge, okay?
Okay, what would we need for the website or
What'll happen is in your onboarding appointment, they're gonna go over with you like your keywords, obviously, like what you're being found for. They'll re-verify the target area. And they're gonna go over your website, like exactly how you want that to look, your photos, videos, promotions you may be running, et cetera.
All right then.
Okay, we make it super easy. And in your client dashboard that you have access to, you're gonna have full access to your website, so you're able to make your own changes at any time as well. Okay. All
Okay. All
right.
righty.
So let's see. The Areola Luis, sorry if I said that wrong, but areolaluis847@gmail.com. That's the best email, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, let's see. Okay, and you're doing it's solar panels, right?
So we're mainly going to focus on services and
Okay.
removal and reinstall of solar panels.
Removal solar panel installation. Slash reinstall and you said service too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Solar panel service. Okay. No, what they'll do are like technicians or experts in keyword phrases, so they'll pull up like how people are searching it in all these areas, and they'll go over those with you in detail too. Okay.
All right.
All right. So okay. So next step to this, what I'm going to do is assign that tech to your company. Schedule your client interview with your technician for a time that works best for you. This is where they'll go through, you know, keywords, color scheme of your website, your social media ads, your Google ads, et cetera. Okay. Now, before I schedule that for a time that works best for you, I do just need to secure billing information, and I'm going to read a voice verification to you outlining our service agreement. That everything is month to month here, no contracts.
Okay.
All right. So as far as the billing information goes, the card that you'll be using to secure the position with today, is it your name on the card, the business name,
Yeah,
or both?
my name.
Okay. And is there a middle initial or is it just Luis Areola?
Yes, there's an A.
Okay. A like Apple, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, perfect. I'm sure it's not Apple though. That'd be
I
crazy.
have another thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can we remove San Diego and put Riverside and San Bernardino?
Yeah, so I already have San Bernardino and Riverside in there, so let me just remove San Diego. So I got, just to re-verify, L.A. County, Orange County, San Gabriel Valley, Riverside County, and San Bernardino County.
Yes, correct. Yeah, that'll be a little bit better.
Perfect. And you'll see in your, because you're on our VIP package, so you could always kind of modify your target area too. So you'll see in your dashboard exactly where you're being targeted, where the searches are coming from, the calls, the clicks, et cetera. Okay?
All righty.
All right, so I removed San Diego. That's a drive for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like it's a drive of, like, nowhere for a while, you know? Like, you're just staring at the ocean till you get to, like, you know, Oceanside, basically. But
yeah.
Yeah. The billing address, is it the same 12190 Blue Sky Court?
No, it's going to be 605
mm-hmm.
South Reservoir Street.
Reservoir Street?
Yeah, it's R-E-S-S-E-R. V-O-I-R Street.
Perfect.
It's in Pomona, California.
Got it. And that's 91766?
Correct.
Awesome. When I start putting it in, it like auto-populates. So, all right, let me update this. Okay, so I just changed that for the billing, not for the verification, okay? The card you're going to be using to secure the position with, is it Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
It's a Visa debit. And, okay. And for the other one, mm-hmm. You had told me this is just for this. Is there going to be another cost?
No.
To be aware?
No, so it's month to month, no contracts, right? So it's a set flat rate. It never goes up, never goes down on you. You can modify your package, like let's say in the future, you're like, hey, you know, I'm hitting bigger on the Google ads than the social media ads. You could take the social media ads out. So, yeah, but we'll discuss that all with you too. Every month we do, what's called like a first touch. And then, you know, we go over your, each month, like your results. So you'll see the traction you're getting from social media, Google ads, organically, the website, et cetera.
All righty then.
Okay.
All right.
All right, and I'm ready for that card number when you are.
All right, it's 43-42-56-24-90-22-62-87.
Expiration?
0-4-28.
All right, and the CVC code?
417.
All right, so what I'm doing now is I'm coding out the card. I've already assigned the package to your technician. I'm processing the payment, and I will read a voice verification to you now. Heads up on this voice verification, it's going to ask you a few questions that I already asked, okay?
Okay.
All right, so it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
DM Solar Solutions.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Luis Arriola, partner.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes, correct.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, correct.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, correct.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is January 16th, 2024, and the non-refundable discounted amount of $599 for the VIP package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 16th day in the amount of $599. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. You're going to love this. So give me 1 second here and we'll get your client interview scheduled. And I'll explain a few of these emails that are going to come to you. Okay. So for the client interview, we block off a full hour for the appointment. Usually the call takes like about 30 to 45 minutes though. Okay. Realistically. So, let me see. Check availability. Okay, they're actually booked today. What time tomorrow works best for you?
I think I don't work tomorrow, so tomorrow anytime would be great.
Okay, so the earliest appointment is 7 a.m. They have an 8 a.m., a 9, a 10, 11, a 1 p.m., a 2, and a 3.
Let's do 10 p.m.
10 a.m., right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, so you're going to get an email calendar invite in just 1 second here. It's going to say local splash, CI, which just means client interview, EN for English, okay?
Okay.
1 hour before the appointment, you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming. And the way this appointment works, Luis, they're going to call you from our 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician. If I am on the phone, they'll call on their own and make sure we don't miss the appointment.
Okay. So I have a question. So I received something that says that I need to accept the subscription terms. Do I have to sign it?
Yeah, so I was going to explain that to you next. So on those subscription terms, right, it's going to show you everything that you're paying for in writing, which is everything that I went over with you. Now, one thing I wanted to touch on there, so where you see my site, custom website design, you're going to see something about fees on there, okay? We're on a recorded line, and this will reflect at the bottom of your invoice. Your my site was included complimentary at $0, and it will say that at the bottom of the invoice. Okay, and then it shows you like how your how everything breaks down, right? Like what's going where, of the timelines, that everything's month to month, no contracts, etc.
Okay.
Okay, so when you get a chance, just take some time and review it. It's everything we went over. At the bottom, it will have you check a couple boxes, and then it's going to have you type your name in and hit confirm, right? Once you do that, it will take you to a username and password screen. That is for your tracking and reporting system.
Okay.
Okay. And do you have any questions for me with anything on there?
As of now, no.
Okay, awesome. If you ever do, too, you have my direct line and extension. So don't hesitate to call. I'm here for you. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Now, a couple more quick questions for the tech side. They want to know your preference. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or texts from us?
Preferably text or calls.
Okay. Text or calls prefer.
Emails,
perfect.
I do check my email, but since I get a bunch of emails, it's a little bit easier to lose an email.
Okay. So they still send the emails, but they just want to know your preference. So text or call, I put. Also, the business, you said it is currently licensed and insured. It's through your partner, though, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, perfect. All right, so I'm going to put yes on that. And then let me look. Do you currently – I didn't see a business Facebook page. Do you currently have one?
No.
Okay, so we're going to create one for you, and we're going to make you the owner of it. So we're just going to be added on as a manager. So what I need to do, you have a personal page, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to find the link right now, and I'm going to send your tech the link, and we don't go into the personal page at all. The reason they need the link is so that they can add you as the owner to it, okay?
Okay. Because I have right now since I'm barely starting with Doc, I currently have some posts on there. Would that interfere in the marketing on this side?
No, they're not linked together at all. The only reason they need your personal link is so that they can make you the owner so you have full access. So basically, when you log into your Facebook page, you'll have a toggle in the top right-hand corner where you could toggle from your personal page to your business page.
All righty then.
But they won't be linked together at all. So basically, somebody who's following your business page, they won't have access to even see your personal page.
All righty.
Okay. All right, good question, though. Is the personal page, is it under Luis Areola?
Yes.
Okay, let me see. In Pomona or Whittier?
Pomona.
Okay, so give me a second.
So it has a picture of me, and then you can see a Mexican flag on the back.
Okay, got it. All right, so let me, man, there's a bunch of Luis Areolas. So let me put Pomona, and that should narrow it down. I think I found it. So it says X Carat Mexico, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, perfect, perfect. All right, so I'm going to just give them this link. Again, just to clarify, they're not going into the personal page at all. They just need the link to add you as the owner to it, okay?
All righty.
Yes, business page needed. Okay. Okay, so I already went over the initial invoice with you, the terms of experience. Just check that when you get a chance. Sign after you reviewed everything. The other email that's really important is you're going to see action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Okay. Now let me explain that one. So we are a Google Premier partner. So whenever possible, we do an advanced verification because we found that it gets you higher, faster placement on Google. So when you go into that action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, it'll ask you for some pictures like work vehicle, license, insurance, business card. Anything you have on there, you want to submit it. Anything you don't, like, for example, if you guys don't have a work truck yet, just skip that. If you don't have a, obviously you don't have a workplace. It's not like a pizza shop, right? So you would skip that. So basically any pictures that you have on there, submit it so we could shoot that directly to Google.
All right, okay. So we got work vehicles, but they're like pretty much personal vehicles since.
Okay.
They're personal vehicles. They're personal trucks, but we still use them for work.
Do you have like a wrap on it with like the
no.
business logo? Yeah, so just skip it then. You don't have to send the work vehicle. Just put, obviously the license will be important, the insurance, those are like the main ones. And that way we could submit those to Google for the advanced verification. And then if you guys already have like business cards made, right, feel free to send that in too. That way we can just shoot it to Google for advanced verification. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Cause, I believe we don't have business cards made because we usually, since Doc works with, lease companies.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no need for marketing till now.
Right. Do me a favor too, before you have the cards made, okay? Because what's going to happen is within 7 to 10 days of startup, you're submitted to Google, Facebook, Instagram, Bing, Yahoo, Apple. Within 7 to 14 days of startup, your Google listing will be live and fully optimized. Your Google ads will be running, your social media ads, and your website. So in that 7 to 14 day mark, what we can do, and we usually do this at a special request, but I'm telling you because you haven't done the cards yet, we can make you a QR code that you could put on your cards. And when somebody scans it, what it will do is it'll allow them to leave a Google review.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so just let me know, and I'll put a reminder in here about it too. But we need your Google listing live before we could create that QR code, you know?
Okay.
Okay. So I'll put a reminder in there, and then I'll tag the person. His name's Steve Lyons. I'll tag the person that makes them. That way he knows, hey, once that Google listing's live, create the QR code for you guys too. Okay?
All right, then. All right. You got it.
Okay. Okay, so that's really it. That action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. That's the most important email. And then obviously review that initial invoice because it shows you like everything that you're paying for in writing. Okay.
All right. Good.
All right. Any questions for me in the meantime?
No, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Perfect. You're gonna absolutely love this. Anytime you have questions, don't hesitate to call me. And I have you set tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m., okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Luis. Congratulations again. You're going to love this.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, bro.
You're welcome, sir.
Be looking forward to that call. Is there a name I need to, like a person that I need to wait for?
It'll be me. Yeah. So I'm going to call and introduce you to the tech. Now, the tech, we used to assign them and tell you the name, right? But sometimes they're busy, like on a call. So what happens is a different tech calls, whether it's Shalette or, you know, or Ivan or, I mean, there's a handful of them. So what will happen is prior to the call, they'll let me know, hey, I'm taking this account. And so what I'll do is I'll call and introduce you to them first. But if I am on the phone, they'll just call on their own to make sure we don't miss the appointment.
All right, then. All right, you got it.
Okay, and it'll come from our 877 number too, okay?
Okay, all right, then.
All right. All right, awesome, Luis. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
All right, you got it, bro. Thank you.
All right, brother. Bye. You're welcome. Bye.